Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Here at the Bart Winkler Show, we give you hot takes, hot mics, and hot guesses.
It really doesn't matter what you say. And I'm hoping that nobody on our team is playing for you.
It's the audio of the day you need and the transcript you don't.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take the serious.
I'm not. I'm
real serious. I put my heart and soul into this every single week.
The contestants are ready.
You play to win the game. Hello?
The Bart Winkler Show proudly presents Guess What They Said.
Listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We're talking about practice.
Here is tonight's host, Carlos with a K.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Damn straight. Well, really more like 39. Guess What They Said every Mondays and Fridays on The Bart Winkler Show. It's Friday. In most places, it's actually Saturday where I'm sitting, but who cares? This is the game show where I give Bart.
Is it Sunday anywhere? Is that possible?
Japan. Possibly.
No, it's still like Saturday. 2:00.
Yeah. I wonder what. I got to check the score in that exhibition game that I totally don't care about. But guess what they said? I give Bart the cuts. Bart will try to guess what this person said. I will score him favorably or impishly if he's incorrect. And you can play along. We play to 5 points. 3-2 gets you to win. 2-3 gets you shame. Let's start here, Bart, with Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold.
Darnold.
Sam Darnold. Old McDonald had a farm. Anyway, I tried that bit yesterday. You didn't like it.
I didn't hear it. I was ordering magazines.
Yeah, you were too busy like talking to AI. Sam Darnold signed with the Seahawks. He will be their quarterback at least for 3 years. That's what the deal says. But you know how these contracts work. They can get killed at any time. Sam Darnold. I want you to guess what he said on specific improvements he's looking to make this offseason. Now, this one's 31 seconds long. It's a little longer, but usually quarterback talk is just all nonsense and jargon, and you should be pretty good at that. So I want you to guess what Sammy D had to say.
So if there's going to be some sort of introspection, if he's actually going to answer this question about improvements, I think he's going to have to acknowledge that the season came crashing down for them. In some way. To be more consistent, I think we did some really good things with the time in the Minnesota and the Vikings, and made some really good performances and plays, and but we didn't get to where we wanted to be, and I think that there's things that I could work on, things that I could be better with, whether it's accuracy here or decision making there. But I'm excited to get started. And try to implement some of those things and see what we can do here. But just finishing the job. We had a great year last year, but we didn't get to where we wanted to go. And just finishing the job, I think, is the most important.
Being able to get the ball out a little bit quicker on some of the dropback stuff that we had those last couple games, and understanding where the outlets are. And even if a guy's covered, like even if my back's covered on a check down, like just throwing it at his feet. You know, I felt like I was taking some unnecessary sacks last year, especially those last few games, and just going to continue to work that however I can in drills and drill settings. I'll definitely be thinking about that, keeping two hands on the ball in the pocket at all times, and just doing all the little fundamental things.
Hey, look at that. He referenced the last two games where he played poorly. and pretty much cost the Vikings a championship opportunity. So good for you. 1-0 to start the game, which is what we like.
Sure. Well, thank you for the bell.
You're very welcome. I'm sure you were positively expecting the buzzer.
I would have probably buzzered myself.
Again, what saved you was the fact that he acknowledged the games. That got you. All the other stuff is just generic quarterback talk, which
specific, and he was specific.
Remember what do we agree on? It's the spirit of the clip. Well, I am the boss. But yes. Yes. Dance, puppet dance. All right, I want you to guess what Kenny Pickett, Super Bowl winning quarterback, Kenny Pickett. That is a real sentence that I thought I would never say. I want you to guess what he said on if he views himself as the starter. Remember, he's got traded to Cleveland. So this is 18 seconds long. I want you to guess what Kenny P, which is the nickname I just gave him, had to say.
I think you got it right. I mean, if you're not thinking that, then what are you in this league for? But I've talked with the Browns. They told me I'd have the chance to compete, and I'm looking forward to competing and see who we bring in here. But you always think of yourself as a starter. You got to have that mentality. You got to have that focus. And I've been a starter. I know I can do this job, and I look forward to getting out there and seeing how things play out.
I do view myself as a starter. I'm sure they're going to bring in another veteran and who knows what else. But I'm just excited to be here and compete with whoever. All the quarterback rooms I've been in, each room's been really tight. We all pull for each other. And, that's really what it's all about, getting better together and making the team better.
Almost like you were in the room with him. Kenny Pickett.
I was hoping he would have done the, like, I think he got it right. But seriously, folks. I really went for a swing there. But, yeah, okay, thank you. Thank you for giving me the bell.
We should have another a sub-segment to this. Like, guess what they really should have said? Well, you know what? I actually kind of stink. I've been fleecing NFL teams on my potential for quite some time. But, hey, if Cleveland's desperate, I'm your man because I need a job. I want to stay in this league. I want to be relevant. I want that guy from California to keep calling and bothering Carton Carlos about how Kenny Pickett is the future. So, yeah, damn right I'm the starter. Cleveland, you'll find out real soon.
I was gonna say like the same thing. Like, I've kind of been down in the dumps. I kind of got played out of Pittsburgh by Mason Rudolph, who was no good, and I came back healthy, and then he still beat me, and then they lost in the playoffs, and even in Philadelphia, like, what is Jalen Hurts really other than just a guy who can do a tush push and squat 600 pounds? But you get into a point where it's just not happening for you, and you want to give up. Thankfully, one night I was driving home. And I turned on my local Infinity Sports Network station, and I heard not one, not two, but multiple callers calling Brad Winkleton or whatever his name is about just how great I am. And to know that there's people out there that would be willing to embarrass themselves on national radio to talk about me, the precious amount of times that you can get through on a national radio show, even though Brad takes, pretty much anybody with a pulse, it motivated me that if they're going to put themselves out there, I have to continue putting myself out there. And I look forward to getting started and eventually losing this job to a unhealthy Deshaun Watson.
You don't get an extra point, but I do like where your head's at because, we're pretty much spot on there. All right, let's go to our third clip here. Let's hear from everybody's favorite receiver, DeKalen Zakarias, otherwise known as DK Metcalf.
DK. Go, DK.
Go, DeKalen Zakarias Metcalf. That's what I want to hear if you are an opposing fan base. Just straight up give him like the Daryl Strawberry treatment. Just go, Daryl. Watch the tears roll down his cheeks. In any case, he got moved to the Steelers. He wanted out of Seattle. Well, you got it. Now go play with no quarterback. So here is DK Metcalf on the quarterback situation in Pittsburgh. This one is 21 seconds long. I want you to guess what DeKalen Zakarias Metcalf had to say.
I got no idea. What would he say?
That's why I didn't lead with it.
Yeah, that's a tough one. They'll figure it out. I think they'll be fine. I think whoever's throwing the ball, I've caught balls from different quarterbacks. I think whoever they get in there, I trust that they'll bring in somebody that is capable of winning. That's just what we're looking to do is win football games. And man, I think it'll play itself out and we'll see.
That made me feel like they had the right decision, you know, with who was going to be throwing me the football. And, you know, I'm not making a decision in the quarterback room, so I'm just going to try to do the best of my abilities to, you know, help whoever they have out there throwing the football. So, you know, they make the correct decisions, you know, to bring the quarterback in here. So I'm just going to roll with that.
Now, the buzzer's less to do about you, even though you did get it wrong.
I did.
Also, how were you supposed to get it right? When they're lying to DK Metcalf, what plan? You don't have a quarterback there. You had two. One's now with the Nye Jets. The other one's looking for a job. Who the hell's giving Metcalf the ball? So I give the buzzer to the Steelers, but you'll still have to wear this one. You're 2-1 here.
What do you think they told him?
Bro, obvious
lies.
Did they
just say, trust me, bro?
Bro, they literally went Fleetwood Mac. Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
Ooh, baby.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Makes no sense. How can you be optimistic other than the bag is coming your way?
Did they tell him, yeah, I mean, we're going to make a half-assed effort to Rodgers, but you should be expecting nobody better than Mason Rudolph.
That's insane.
What could they have actually told him?
Tell me, no team needs Rodgers more than the Steelers. They need him, which is pathetic. All right, let's go to Joshua Patrick Allen. If you thought his middle name was Elvis because you've been listening to Greg from Michigan, you are wrong. It's actually Patrick, and he got paid. Getting $55 million a year right behind Dak Prescott's $60 million. Makes me happy. He's a Giants fan. They're paying that. I want you to guess what Josh Allen had to say about the contract extension. This is 18 seconds long. Do your job.
Oh, it's really exciting. I'm glad that we were able to get this done and get it out of the way and just focus on football. You know, I love it here. I love everybody here. We got, you know, a lot of work to do yet, and I think we're getting close, and I'm excited to continue, hopefully be a Bill for life. And I'm just really happy to have this honor. I'm so thankful, and I can't wait to get back on the field.
It's kind of a weird situation where it's like, you know, I've had a big contract before, and it doesn't really change how I live in my life. But I know that, again, this opens up some space for cap and signings and free agents. I think we've been having a pretty good free agent run so far.
Wow, he went in a way different turn than I thought he was going to be. I actually liked your answer a lot. If I were you, I would be proud of that answer. I would give it again. Knowing it's wrong, I would still give it again.
Thank you. I am kind of surprised, too. He really has been pivoting. I think he feels bad about the money he's making because he said that a couple of times. Like, it's not going to change my life, you know. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
Better man than me. I'm getting every single penny. That's because I'm also poor and I owe everybody money. All right, so you need this one for the win. You're not coasting. 2-2. Maybe there's somebody in the car, somebody in the bar. Robin, his fiance. Jenna and Andrew in Nova Scotia. Brett and whoever he's with in the farm, somebody's riding on this.
I'm riding on this.
And it all goes down to, since I'm just giving out government names, Miles Lorenz Garrett. He just got paid, speaking of contracts, with the Cleveland Browns, even though he said it wasn't about money, which of course it was. Cleveland, you know, backed up the Brinks truck to get him to stay. So, Miles Garrett, do you have any regrets about making your trade request public? That's what I want you to guess. This one's 30 seconds long. Guess what Miles Garrett had to say with those strong hamstrings as he's backing up his statement.
Saw a headline related to this. Didn't click on the article. Thought it might be for guess what they said, and I need to come in and play it fair. I did not know that my ass would be grass if I did not pass.
That's first class.
I can never think of a fourth one. Jeez. I get all choked up.
Oh, maybe you just need a glass of water.
I think he has regrets, but not publicly. No, nothing's changed. We still want to win. I still want to win. Nothing that I said about winning is wrong. I want to be a winner. I think we've talked about it, and there's ways that we can do that here. Maybe you don't like to put everything out in the open all the time, but nothing has changed. I want to win. I think we can win in Cleveland, and I'm looking forward to winning here in the Cleve.
Before I played a clip, is that a thing? The Cleve?
I call it the Cleve. Nobody else does.
Huh. All right. Well, all right. You need this for the win.
Oh, you finally got a drum roll.
And there it is.
I don't regret what I said, but, you know, it did hurt because, you know, this has felt like a community. You know, they have received me with open arms, you know, from day one, and I've given everything. So, you know, wanted to, make my voice heard loud and clear, and, you know, fortunately enough, it was. And, just like, family, sometimes you fight, and you have to go through things. You have to, build through adversity, and we'll get through this, and we'll come out right on the other side.
Yes, and here's why you're going to get it. Number one, I checked out. But number two, full disclosure, I'm almost sure he said that he didn't have regrets. You know, he still wants to win. Nothing's changed. So it kind of goes in line with what you were saying, but mainly I checked out. So hopefully everybody got what they wanted. I just had a brain fart. Ronnie Terry came on my screen in the SEC network from ESPN, and I was like, oh, he still coaches for Texas? And that's guess what they said.
Isn't that funny? I mean,
you didn't think you got that?
No, I don't think. I think I only got one right tonight, actually. I think I only got Kenny Pickett right.
Huh. All right. Well, if you really feel that way.
You get nothing. Yeah. You lose. Good day, sir.
And that's guess what they said. Bart loses.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.